Yeah.
So I haven't done this in so long. Well, all of it, the show, but then also like the fan events and whatnot.
Right. Yeah.
And it was so humbling because like I haven't been on the show for 13 years, and people are, it's like I never left. Like their support, their enthusiasm, it was
really
cool. What
were they calling? Rex or Brady?
I got a lot of the, well, I got a lot of the, no, well, I got a lot of the, you know, it's great to see your face, but like it's going to take a little while. And I say it took me a little while sometimes. Like when I first got back, I would be like breaking down the script and, you know, Rex, and then I'd turn the page and it's like the name Brady was like on the very next page. I started highlighting those lines too. And I'm not even kidding. It took a little bit. Or like on the schedule, like the schedule for the day, I'd see, you know, the name Brady there and be like, oh, like I'm up in this set working with these people. I'm like, no, I'm not. So, and I'm not even kidding. It took like, not a long time, maybe a couple of weeks to kind of get into the new groove of things for that. But it's great. And I love, this is the first time that I've gone out and talked to the viewers and the fans since I've been back. Yeah, the first time.
First time, yeah.
I mean, because we're like 6 months ahead of where we shoot.
All right, so you've done, we feel like you just started, but you have not.
Yeah, I started shooting in end of March. No.
Wow.
Like, yeah, end of March, like early April. And I haven't been out like into the real world to meet the Days of Our Lives fans and get their feedback. So far, so good.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
And how are you feeling about Rex?
He
messed up.
It's that fine line because I think a character who gets into a little bit of trouble and maybe a little controversy is more interesting to play. And it's exciting for the viewers, I think, but you never want to cross into that territory of the viewership being like, ew, like we don't want to, I don't like this guy.
Right.
You never want to be unlikable. So the challenge, and I talk to the producers every day about this, and then I, you know, try to get a hold of Ron Carlovati, the head writer, through the producers saying, just keep tabs on me, because if I'm ever crossing that line where I become unlikable, then everybody's screwed, you know? So it's difficult, to be honest with you, because I need to play what's on the page and be controversial, but I never want, again, to cross that line and have people be like...
I think Rex is likable, and I like him with Sarah. I like that. I did.
Thank you,
I saw the chemistry right away. I liked
I've known Lindsay for a long time. She's amazing.
She's really good. Yeah.
She's got a very... We were auditioning actresses for the role, and I tested with a lot of them. And there was something, and I'm not just saying this to cover my ass, it's true, like they're all great. You don't get to that level without being good at what you do. But she had this intangible thing about her that she was so sweet, but you know she had a lot of fire. And Sarah has to be both, especially with the scenes that haven't aired yet that we've shot. She's got a lot of fire in her. It also has to be believable that, you know, Rex wants her back. I think this airs next week. Like, Rex tries to reconcile with her, and she's not having it.
Right.
And yet,
right.
This week?
There's a lot more of it. He really is going to try. And there's some things, I think, next week or the week after, there's a lot more revealed about Rex's past. That doesn't do him any favors. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we don't know where Rex has been for a while, so yeah, what's
you
going on?
You find out what he's been up to, and it's like...
Do you like it that Rex, like, working with
Oh God! See, yes.
I've worked
with Lauren obviously when I was on the show before, but not a lot in a different capacity.
Right.
She's like one of my favorite people.
Yes.
I mean, what an awesome, awesome woman. And we had this very—I think because we go way back—we had this very natural connection, chemistry between like mother son type thing. Like our first scenes that we ever did, I hadn't worked with her in well over a decade. And we just snapped back into it. It had this really fun, playful, like, you know, relationship. It was very organic. Like, it didn't have to... Yeah, exactly. You know? Or, you know, she'll say a line, and I look at her, I'm like, Mom, like, you have any reason to talk because of your history? Like, saying stuff like that it came very naturally to me, and then vice versa with her. So, yeah, working with her is so fun. And then Josh Taylor, the same thing.
Josh, yes.
You know, like...
Oh, we love those two together.
It's interesting because when you find out, like, in any show or movie or whatever you're doing, like, you find out, like, who the people that are going to be playing your parents. is. You want to make sure you try to establish a connection there sooner than later so it works on screen or on stage or whatever. And with Lauren and Josh, it was very seamless from the get-go with them.
It's interesting because you're back home, but you're actually, like we were talking to Nadia, you haven't worked with her yet. Like, you're not working with any of the same people, right?
It's hard. No. I was going to say, it's like, it's hard. I can't say anything, but it's like, I do. Like, we're 6 months ahead.
And
I can tease it where, what's really cool about my run so far now is that I work with, I think at this point I've worked with everybody in the cast.
Wow.
In just 6 months.
Yeah.
They have me involved in a lot of different storylines with a lot of different characters, which is really, really fun to me. Because usually in this genre, you'll be like one or two people that you'll work with on a regular basis. Like every time you watch the show, you know, this character is always working with this character, or like maybe one or two others.
Right.
That's not been the case with me. I've been all over the map, which means a lot to me because it shows that like Ron has a confidence to kind of insert me in a lot of different stories, which is really cool. But the thing is I do have a lot of scenes with Nadia.
Oh, you do?
Good. Yeah, because we're talking about
a lot of them are in the can. We've shot them already. I mean, we're going to have to wait till the spring.
Yeah.
Right. Late winter, early spring for that to happen. But he's doing a great job, I think, with building this character of Rex with me playing him now. And also, wink, wink, to my history on the show.
Right.
Case in point, the scene I had with Eric Martoff in the bar, like
funny.
Brady Rex, you know.
That was great.
Yeah, Rex.
You know,
great.
Ron has this thing of some head writers, they shy away from it. They're kind of like, let's just pretend it's not like it never happened. Let's like ignore that, like the elephant in the room, as they say.
Exactly.
And Ron's like, F that. No,
but the fans
like,
are waiting.
We're going to like within a week of you working on the show, you and Eric are going to be sitting in the Brady Pub and you're going to do that exchange. And that was his thing with me. So he's going to, like I said, establish where Rex goes from here, but also wink, wink to like my history on the show with the people that I've worked with before.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
things like that. Like scenes with Nadia or Drake or whatever, just to be like, we did this, you know, years and years and years ago, but like I play a different guy now and we're not going to shy away from it. And I like that.
And you're a different guy. I mean, you've been the boss now. What is it like to come back and be part of the team again as opposed to the man running the show?
Yeah, I love both sides of the camera. You know, I wanted to have that. I talk about this with my business partner, Michael Caruso, all the time, that one of the reasons why I wanted to get behind the camera and be on the producing side and the writing side of things is because I think it makes, I'll speak of myself, it's made me a better actor because you've got a full perspective of this business. Where, you know, when I started and for years, I only get the actor's perspective, you know, of what I need to do and things that, you know, the impression that I'm under on how a show runs and whatnot is very different from how it actually is. But when you're on the producing side of things, I have so much more sympathy now for the suits, if you will, the executives, the producers, because whether it's scheduling, salaries, changing story on the fly, whatever it is, like, you know, the buck stops with you as a producer. So as an actor now, I have a lot more perspective and understanding in terms of changes that need to be made or things that an actor may want and they can't have and they bitch and moan, like, well, why? Well, it's because there are a lot of other moving parts that you're not aware of because, you know, and I think that I became much less, I guess, selfish from that standpoint. I understand. It's a broader perspective.
And why now? Why this? Was it the character? Was it going home? Was it Ron saying we'll do something fun?
When I got back, so I was in Vegas for a year doing a show, and then I went to New York to work in New York. When I got back to LA, Ken Corday called me about some other side project he was doing, and it was during that time that he gave me his novel Ladies of the Lake. And said, I just wrote a fun poolside summer read, like, let me know what you think. And that's when I read the book and was like, this is like a little miniseries, if we can develop this. The point I'm trying to make is that kind of reconnected me with Ken. And then you just start, we play golf together, we're on set together with Ladies of the Lake, and you just start talking. And he was like, would you ever come back? And I said, you know, Eric plays the role. And he's like, yeah, but you know, we've done it before, you know, with other people, and this might, it could work. And I said, look, you tell me. But it's a timing thing. Like, who's the character? When's it going to be? And it just, one day, Ron said, I got an idea for a story and a character, and Ken called me and said, you ready to do this? And I was like, why the hell not?
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Exciting.
So thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. We'll be back.
Thank you. Absolutely. Well, yeah. Take it for me, ladies.
Sure.
Divas.
Divas. All right.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. So you know what my, it was funny to call you guys divas. My handle on social media is TV Diva with two E's.
Oh, I have to follow you.
Okay. Yeah.
TV Diva. Okay.
Bringing this seat right over to you. Okay.